It is. It's nice to have your company wherever you are listening. Let's get to Carl Amon, Port Adelaide midfielder, who is fast becoming my favourite player in the competition. It's nice to have him on the program. Carl, good morning.
Morning, boys. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem, buddy. Great to have you on. We like watching Port Adelaide play. We love Kenny Hinckley, and we like you and the way you're going about your business. How have you summed up the year to date for Port Adelaide?
Yeah, I think it's been okay. We're sitting, I think, fifth on the ladder, and we're playing some good footy here and there. But I think for us, it's just about playing good football consistently, and obviously the commentary's been around against those top four teams, and at the moment we're a good team, but we're not where we want to be, and we want to improve and play a four consistent quarters of football to be able to beat these top teams.
Carl, you're always consistent in your performance and output. Can I take you back a couple of weeks? I think you were playing free. You had 16 disposals in the first quarter. You took the title from Kane Corns as most disposals in the first quarter for Port Adelaide. At that time, take us to that quarter and how you actually felt. You're thinking, unbelievable, the footy's just coming my way, talking about the wing roll. But then from that, were you actually thinking, I could have 50 today?
Yeah, so it probably started the week before. I think we played Collingwood at the G, and I probably had my worst game in 3 years. So it probably started from that, and obviously it was Indigenous round. I sort of needed to respond. Ken started me in the centre bounce, which was good. And the first quarter went on, and I said to the boys, I knew I had a bit of it, but I didn't know I had 16, and I was probably getting the ball in spots that I shouldn't be getting the ball. So I've spent the last little bit off, and then Tom Rockliffe had a little joke about me at the end of the game and said, you've got to finish those ones off. I think I ended up with 27 or something, but it was quite funny.
Oh, Carl, it was a great first quarter, a great performance from yourself. You mentioned Ken Hinckley throwing you in the centre bounce. I've noticed that he will do that with his players, with you guys, because even Charlie Dixon's had a chance to get into the game earlier, coming off maybe an average performance compared to the standard we know. Must really impress you the way Ken just really believes in ways that he can get you into the game quicker?
Yeah, for sure. And I think, obviously you spoke about Charlie starting in that centre bounce as well. And, it just gives us an opportunity to get our hands on the ball early and get our top contest game going. And, Ken's really good like that. If he recognises that, you need to respond, he'll do opportunities like that. And, obviously we've got our main guys in Ollie and Travis, who are, having exceptional seasons and, I guess there's another little quartet of us who can go through there, myself, Robbie Gray, Connor Rosie, who obviously had a really good game on the weekend, and it's really good coaching by them.
Do you feel you're far away, Carl? Obviously, as you touched on before, the performance against other top eight teams isn't perhaps where it needs to be, but your best is still very, very good. So where would you see yourselves at the moment in regards to being near your peak?
Oh, I think you summed it up quite well. I think, as I've said before, we're a good team, but, we've still got another level to go to. And, we showed that we can, if you look at the games against Western Bulldogs and Geelong, three-quarter time, we're in the game. So, it's just about having consistent performance throughout a game, and because we've shown we can match it with those good teams. But for us, it's just about consistency and going forward, hopefully we get a few numbers back, into our team and we can start building our form from here.
Are you as good as you were last year?
Yes, certainly. I think we are. Certainly we've had some key figures out of the team this year. But, from our perspective, I think we're just not at that level right now where we want to be, compared to last year. And, it's been noted over the last couple of weeks in our contest game, that's sort of been inconsistent this season. When we get on top of that, as I said, I think we can match it with anyone.
Last season, through the whole COVID environment, you were the day trip assassins. You'd get up early, you'd go and play in the Gold Coast or the Queensland somewhere, and then come back after with 4 points in the bank. Are you doing that again this week, or are you going early to take on the Suns?
No, we're not. We're flying out on Friday morning. And then we're going to go up and have a training session up there and then play on Saturday. So it's obviously what's happening in the AFL these days, whether you fly out on the day before or the day of, you sort of just got to adapt to any situation, and that's what we're prepared to do.
1:45, Metricon Stadium, Saturday. Check your local guides. Gold Coast hosting the Port Adelaide Power. Looking forward to seeing you in action. Carl, I know you've got a midfield meeting you've got to get to, so we'll let you get to it. Appreciate your time.
Easy. Thanks, Andrew.